1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
So much news going on. Bob Green of Fraser Foods joins us, the CEO of Fraser Foods, about the softball season.
That is right, Phil. A community softball season has started. And just a reminder to all of your listeners, a great way to become a part of your community.
Yeah, there's a lot of softball leagues all over the country and hundreds in each city, right?
Literally, Phil, there are many softball leagues. And our Orange County stores, we've got a collective team made up of our employees, the Fraser Foods team. And we're in the Metro League down here. And we play different businesses. One of the teams we enjoy playing is the guys from Kenmore Foods, which is a wholesale grocery in Santa Ana. And I don't know if you're into softball, Phil, yourself. Have you ever played?
You know, when I was younger, I was on a softball team. And, you know, we played like at the city parks and stuff like that. I don't have occasion to do that now, but, you know.
Well, let me tell you, listeners, it's a great sport. There's nothing like softball for total commitment and community pride and pride in your business. And it's a very interesting game. It's not like hardball or what they play in Major League Baseball.
Well, what makes your softball teams different? It's your softball team, I understand, it's mandatory?
That's correct. I like to think I can count on my employees. Softball is like no other sport. It takes total commitment year-round. I really don't appreciate it when my employees are not interested. I like to strategize. Friday nights, my employees, I've invited them to strategy meetings on Friday night. You know, we want them to take part in our softball season. We play about 20 games. And I don't know if you're familiar with softball. It's one of the greatest team games around. I'm an avid softball fan. I used to go out and see a guy by the name of the King in his court. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Yeah, that's the guy with the fast pitch guy, right?
More than just a fast pitch guy. He could strike out major league hitters. That's how good this guy was. And they did a lot of exhibition tours. There's really nothing like it. And the great thing about company softball teams, especially, we play slow pitch.
Now, your team is co-ed?
It is a co-ed team, and there are a lot of co-ed teams, so the women and the men play together. It gives you a lot of pride in your company. What happened last Tuesday night, I was talking to Janice and you about earlier. I hope we never have to repeat that, because the pride in our company and our work is really what I'm going for.
All right, well, the Orange County papers had only part of the story. You had a game against Kenmore Foods. This is the longstanding rivalry.
Well, if you're getting it from the paper, I've known Don Lee from Kenmore since he was one of our suppliers, and he really got his start. What happened was this. Don is an Asian American. He got started with us when we ordered his gourmet foods, and then he leaves us. So get the picture. This guy built up his business with us, and then all of a sudden one day just stops and decides to go into business for himself. So we've always looked forward to our games with him, and yeah, it's a friendly rivalry, and when I think of how he sort of left us in the lurch, I guess it's probably not that friendly. They've won 9 games in a row. Last Tuesday night, my employees knew how important this game was, and I had 5 of them not show up.
Well, what has the problem with your company softball team been this mandatory aspect? You had 5 players not show up for this big game last Tuesday night, and they had excuses. I think one of them was one of them was sick.
Well, I've got checkers, I got baggers, they say one of them was sick.
Well, I'm talking about Karen Garnett.
Karen Granite?
Yeah, Karen Granite.
Yeah, she's one of our checkers. The story is, being on our softball team is part and parcel of the job. We got, you know, we had a 7 o'clock game at 4:30 in the afternoon. I find out from 5 people they're not going to come. They've got other things they got to do. Now, we've got 15 full-time employees. When 5 of them say they can't make the game, what are you going to do? Everybody plays. That's the company policy.
So you put these people on suspension?
That is correct.
So 5 people who refused to play on the company softball team last Tuesday night were put on suspension. One of them is this woman, Karen Granite. She contacted my producer.
Well, I heard about that.
Well, Karen is 57 years old. She's on insulin as a diabetic. And she told us she wasn't feeling well. She wanted to go home and rest. Did she tell you that?
Well, when you play in a co-ed league, you have to field at least 4 or 5 women on the team. Everyone on our staff contributes. And let me ask you this.
Well, did she tell you she wasn't feeling well?
Let me ask you this. If a commander in Iraq tells his soldiers you have to attack the enemy, and one of them says, oh, I'm not feeling well, I don't think that's going to work. And so, you see, if you stick the knife in my back, and this guy Lee over Kenmore Foods, he wins his 10th straight game against us. He continues to pour vinegar in the wounds that he opened up the day he stopped being one of our suppliers. I give these people...
Yeah, but she is an insulin-dependent diabetic who couldn't play. And the other two guys, my understanding was the other two men had been working overtime the previous 3 days and they needed the time off.
I give these people employment. So you're giving their side, and I want to give my side.
Yes, sir.
I give these people employment, health benefits. What they do for me is show up to work, and part of that is playing every Tuesday or Wednesday night in our Metro League. Are you familiar with softball? Because it doesn't sound to me like you are.
I'm familiar with the game, yes. I mean...
No, but are you familiar with the commitment that being on a community softball team takes? Anybody will tell you. And when this Asian gentleman, Don Lee, his team's won 10 straight... That's the vinegar in the wounds. What opened the wound up was him saying, I'm not going to supply anymore. I'm going into business for myself. So that was the spear in the side. And then the vinegar in the wounds was him winning 10 straight. And so...
This is a thing... All right, our phone number, Mr. Green, I'm going to give our phone number out for our listeners.
Certainly.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. We're talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods. All right, you have a company softball team that it's mandatory to play on. I understand that. But even when someone is sick...
When someone is sick, look, all I'm asking is you take one crack, one turn at the bat. What I'm looking for in terms of commitment is one at bat. Now, Karen's a great checker. Karen's a loyal employee, but that's not enough. I need her to be there for these games. Okay, this guy, Lee, and his team, and I realize it probably doesn't... But they've won the Metro League 3 years in a row. And
do you play or do you manage? Or do you do both?
Oh, I play and manage. I pitch as well as first base and on occasion. But I haven't called in sick. So what happened Tuesday, we got another year losing to this, you know, Chinese gentleman. And I've made it clear that I don't want these people to sue me. And that's just that. Otherwise, they're going to be on suspension. And what?
Okay, so your point of being on our show, and the reason why you did the media interviews today, is to say what? The commitment to the job.
It's a commitment to the job. It is a commitment to your community. It's not letting. Yeah, a lot of it's not letting this guy get away with what he did to me, which was.
Well, this is a personal thing though with you, this Mr. Don Lee. I'm asking about.
It's personal, yeah, but I expect my employees to back me up.
Yeah, but this guy took off, wasn't supplying you anymore, started a rival grocery chain. Does he do more business than you?
You know what? I don't really keep track too much of those numbers.
No, but I mean, is the guy hurting you in business?
I can tell you that he has done well. And the fact that he's got a great softball team, which happens to be one of my passions, softball, that is what hurts.
So the fact that you really like softball, Mr. Green, and is one of your avocations, and the fact that he beat you at it, really kind of sticks it in there a little bit.
That is correct, yeah.
And the fact that he does better business than you, all told, you're just angry that this guy wins. So you want a total commitment from your players. I understand that. But does a grocery checker really have to play on a company softball team?
Well, again, you have to be familiar with softball. It doesn't sound to me like you are. People that are on softball teams give it 100% commitment. The fact that this woman, Karen Garnett, won't play because she says she's got diabetes, I said, you don't have to play. I could put you out in right field for one at bat. And she says, no. And I said, are you familiar with softball? Do you know how important it is? And we've got millions of teams across this country, and she don't know. So I reluctantly had to put her on suspension until she begins to understand that the company softball team, while it may sound like not much of a thing to a lot of people, to some of us it matters. It matters a lot. And when I look at my employees and I say, okay, tonight's Tuesday night, and I'll expect you out there. We play over here at Schaefer Field, which is in the Valley, at 7 o'clock, and they all look at me like they're sort of disinterested. I think it's a real slap to the face, considering what I've done for them. Give them a job, insurance, all the things I outlined.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Really interesting story out of Buena Park. This Fraser Foods is a grocery store owned by Mr. Green, and he, along with his employees, play softball every Tuesday night. It's mandatory. And apparently he loves the game. They, last Tuesday night, had a game with a long-standing rival, a grocery chain that is owned by a guy that used to be one of his suppliers. So he's got kind of a personal rivalry going with this guy. And when five of his players said they couldn't show up, and I will say five of his employees, really, he put one of them on suspension, a woman who is diabetic. Now, I don't know where it's written, because you're employed by a company that you got to play on the company's softball team, but in his business, you have to, even if it means risking getting suspended or fired. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Get to our phone calls. And, well, Mr. Green, you've got a company softball team. A lot of companies do, but I don't think you can force people to play a game that they don't want to play. This woman was not well, one of your checkers. I know you have a co-ed softball team that you say is mandatory, but how can you force people to take part in an extracurricular or extra job?
Well, it is not extracurricular, as you put it. It is part of their job. And let me remind you of something, Mr. Henry, because I think this is going to clear some things up, some questions that you've had. We've got a job market right now, sir, where there's a lot of people out of work. And there are millions of Americans that would be very happy to take the job as a checker, a bagger at our grocery store, for instance, if all it meant was they had to play every Tuesday night on a softball team. And I would say,
well, that doesn't make any difference, the jobless claims in America. I mean, you go to work at the job.
And part of the job at Fraser Foods is playing on the company. Are you familiar with softball? Are you?
You've asked me that. Yes, I'm familiar with softball.
Well, it doesn't seem like you're familiar with softball to the point where you really love the game. Again, two things. The job market in America today, you're lucky if you can get a job picking vegetables, even with a lot of the illegals getting deported. So I find it fascinating, and I find it rude beyond all. And to make a job issue out of it really makes me angry. When these people could be out on the street, I could be hiring some people who would be happy to play on our softball team.
So no sympathy for a woman that's got diabetes.
I said the lady could play in right field for one at bat, but like I said, we got soldiers in Iraq right now. You think they go, oh, I can't attack the enemy today because I got a tummy ache? I think it's ridiculous.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Can a company force their employees to play on a softball team? Here is Nicole. Nicole, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is for Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am. This is Bob Green.
You apparently love this game a lot.
Are you familiar?
I really admire that.
Are you familiar with softball?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But what I have to know from you, you like the game. Don't you want people who really love the game playing the game rather than forcing people?
One of the things I think about outside activities, outdoor, especially athletic activities, you really got to sort of, to coin a phrase, push their face into the trough. You really got to shove their face into it and get them wet, get them into it before they realize they like it. Because most people, if you say, here's a game we can play outdoors, we live in a day and age where everybody sits in front of a computer. And
yeah,
the idea.
Do you think you're hiring 2-year-old people? That, like, you're running a kindergarten, like, you know, you can force them into doing these things? These are supposed to be extra activities that they should be allowed to do if they want to do.
Well, what do you mean, if they want to do it? 10 years running, this Asian chap has beaten me, and you're telling me I'm supposed to give them their choice?
You're supposed to give them a choice because you're a human being. I mean, where do you get off, like, checking, checkers? What are they? They're not human beings for you? They
of course
don't
they're
have
human
mind
beings.
Of their own?
Of course they're human beings, but I give them jobs. I give them help.
Oh, so you start thinking for them now, huh?
No,
decide how what they do?
Nicole,
yeah, what kind of bed sheets they're going to be putting on today?
Can I ask you?
You're going to be saying, hey, paint your houses red because I see so. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I couldn't hear the lady.
Your car phone broke up a little, Nicole, but go ahead, Bob. Respond to what you didn't hear.
What I want to say is, Nicole, what do you do for a living?
Well, I manage a restaurant.
Okay, now what if they came to you and they said, Nicole, I'd like to manage the restaurant, and then Friday night we'd like to get out there and play touch football in a touch football league. That's part of your job.
You know, unfortunately for you, sir, my management or any company that actually work or many people work, they do not have such ridiculous ideas. They won't because they're practical.
Do you know what touch football?
I mean, you know why the other guy probably does better than you?
Because
he probably has more sense than you. You do love the game. I agree completely.
But
you don't have the basic sense.
Do you know football? Football? Touch football?
She knows what it is.
Do you know softball? So, and okay, I tell you what, Nicole, they don't have to play baseball. I'll fire them. And there's millions of people out of work in this country, and those other people go back home and shove insulin up their arm or heroin or whatever.
All those guys who are listening and are your employees, that you should sue your ass. I'm sorry.
Why would a father or a mother
sue you so bad and take you down so bad that you
don't even think you know.
And you never play softball ever in your life?
You know, you come from India where they play cricket. I'm talking about baseball.
Yeah, but they don't force anyone to play cricket, okay?
Thank you. Thanks very much, Nicole. 1-800-449-8686. Charlene, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green of Fraser Foods.
Yeah, Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
I love softball, and I would love to work for somebody who offered a softball team. But if I had to work for you, I would quit. And I would get everybody to quit so you wouldn't even have a food chain.
That's contradictory, what you just said. You love softball, and you'd love to work for a guy that had a team.
But I want the choice.
I'm that guy.
I want the choice. You don't get the choice. There's the difference.
You know that I can tell by the sound of your voice?
You take the love of the game away from the people.
No.
If I loved it, I wouldn't play for you.
You got to love the game.
I mean, if I wouldn't play it for you.
This Asian guy, Don Lee, has beaten us 10 years in a row. He's humiliated us on the softball field, and right now, they're out, in terms of business, they're out supplying us now about 10%.
You know why?
And I could use you. By the sound of your voice, I bet you can hit the ball a long way.
I can't, and I would be a good... But you know why?
You sound like a power hitter.
You know why you can't win? It's because you don't let the people choose to play for you and work hard for you. They're not going to play the sport for you and for the love of the game if they're made to do that.
Sometimes, like I said to that Indian woman, you got to just shove their nose right into the trough and rub it around in the stuff.
That's why you're losing, though.
No.
That's why you can't win.
Well, what's your overall record?
Overall, we've been in the playoffs 4 years running. We won the league 2 years ago.
And who wins the league? Is it that Kenmore Foods?
Well, they won last year. They didn't win. They're not, we're both, you know, neck and neck. So, I mean, the reason why we do well is I kick rear ends. See, that's why.
You won't get to the very top because your employees probably do it on purpose.
What team do you play
for? The most important to you, they go, forget it, we won't get it.
I'll replace those five people with immigrant workers. I'd rather give a Mexican that can play softballs some time on the floor or stock in the shelves than one of these white people that she's got diabetes. Yeah, right.
Well, you don't believe it? I mean, diabetes is pretty easy to check. You got to take insulin shots.
She's doing something in the bathroom. I don't know what it is.
All right, Charlene, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. What did she's doing something?
She goes in, she says she needs insulin shots. I've always been suspicious of these people who say I got to take insulin. Because I don't know what they're doing in my bathroom while they're supposed to be working. That's my bathroom. And I don't know what they're doing in there. I'm asking them to play softball for me. Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, Robert Green with a mandatory softball team that some people don't want to play on. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Chapter 1.
Hold on for a minute. All right, I'm talking with Robert Green. He has a company softball team. It is mandatory. It's not voluntary. You have to play on it because that's part of your job at Fraser Foods. He also, it's important for you to beat this competitor, this Kenmore Foods, run by a man by the name of Don Lee, who we spoke with today. Mr. Lee is Asian American, and he was a supplier of your Oriental Gourmet Foods before he went out on his own, which you think is stabbing you in the back.
Well, yes, sir, it is. I mean, I got him started. I got Don Lee started in the Oriental Gourmet Food Supply business, and then he went out. At the end of our six-month contract, he said, well, you know, I'll re-up with you, and he didn't. He starts this grocery store. Now he's kicking hell out of me over there and my softball team. You know, there are bigger things in life than softball, Phil. I happen to love the game. And I can tell you something, when you talk about Karen Garnett, the one who has the problem.
Now, she's insulin diabetic, and she didn't want to play last Tuesday night because she was feeling tired, and you put her on suspension.
Let me tell you a story about her. Karen was coaching us at third base last season. We were in a late season game. And one of our guys, a great shortstop, and one of the kids that bags for us, a kid by the name of Johnny Jeffries, hit a double up the alley. I'm trying to score from first base on the double. She's waving me home. Now, I have, and you can laugh if you want, but I happen to have, and I've spent an awful lot of money, about a $15,000 hair system, which is part weave, and it's also, there is what's called a part matted area. And I slid into home base as she had waved me. Now, keep in mind, she waved me home.
She was coaching third, this lady who has diabetes.
Yes. I slide in, the catcher goes up for the ball, his knee hits the top of my head, and the hair system, which is in place with a combination of weaves and epoxy, was jarred loose. And I can imagine it was probably really funny to everybody watching. I was humiliated, and I looked at her in the third base coach's box, laughing her rear end off, and I made a private little commitment to myself. I was really going to get her.
And well, then it's personal.
It's not. No, it's not personal.
It is, because your toupee or whatever.
It's not a toupee, sir. It is.
Well, right, your hair system or whatever came loose at home base, and it does sound funny.
I can see how it does sound funny. But she's standing there laughing. She's the one that waved me home. Do you understand? A third base coach is supposed to control and coach the runner. If you hold up at 30, you go home. That's a very pivotal position. She waved me home.
Well, she didn't wave you home just to see your hair come off.
No, sir, I don't imagine that she did. The fact is, she made a mistake, and I was the one that was laughed at. In other words, I was the horse's rear end at the end of the day.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is with us. Here is Charlotte. Charlotte, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to discuss about your comparison with the military and the lady with the diabetes, okay?
Absolutely.
I have a father who has diabetes. And, you know, if he was to stand out in right field underneath a hot sun, he would probably have a heat stroke. What would you have done if a lady had went and she was out in the field and she had that heat stroke from her diabetes because she was too hot to play?
Well, two things.
Do you think it's just a game?
No, hold on. There's two things. First of all, it's a 7 o'clock at night game. That's number one. But number two, I wouldn't want to see her get hurt. But
well,
by
that's
the same
what you,
dose,
why did you suspend her then? Because she laughed at you? I mean, that's
were you
a
there
judgment
that
on your... I mean, if you're the person that tells everybody what they do, it's your fault you put her on third base to coach.
Ma'am,
it's your fault you ran. You should have known, you know. That's
no, she's the coach. If she's waving me home, the runner has to touch the coach because his back's
yeah,
to the
but,
plate.
You know, comparing it to a military thing is totally ridiculous. See, I'm a softball softball player. If I had diabetes and I was a military soldier and I went up to my commander came to me and, you know, and he said, well, go shoot this person. And you say, and, you know, you look
and
at him and
say,
well,
no?
Sir, I don't think I can.
Oh, boy,
because
that's
I feel
great.
Bad.
How patriotic are you? That's great.
Right. Well, I mean, you know,
what if everybody else in your unit
was
dead?
In the Marine Corps.
What if everybody else in your unit had been machine gunned and were laying there dead? And here comes the enemy.
What?
Are you going to tell the enemy, excuse me, don't attack, I've got diabetes? Yeah,
well,
right.
You know what? The person that might be coming after, you know, you, not
and
my diabetes,
thing, you were
and
there
you know
the
what?
Day,
they're going to be the right person.
When
the lady, I agree with the other lady. You should have your butt sued off.
Hold on. I just made a very good point. You went right over it. If the enemy's attacking you and there's nobody else alive, are you going to tell the enemy, please don't shoot me, I need to take my insulin shot first? Are you kidding
me? You know what? I'm going to die if I don't take my insulin shot.
So you're just going to surrender? No, that's not the American spirit,
Charlotte. You're just totally, you know what?
Charlotte?
You're making the softball game ridiculous.
No, ma'am, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. I slid into home.
You know, I'm 35 years old, so I'm old enough to know what softball is.
Do you know what softball
is? War is.
It's a great game.
And war is for all of us,
softball
not just anybody.
When that guy's knee went into $15,000 worth of hair weave, and I'm getting laughed at, and I know it's funny to you. I'm sure it sounds very funny.
Well, it
you
is
know,
amusing.
I could really care less whether you had any hair or not. That doesn't make the difference
that
in what I'm talking
the
about.
The guy was wearing a shin guard that rode the wig.
Well, you know what? You know, I'm going to tell you something even more ridiculous. You know, once I got spider bit and all my hair fell out, but you know what? I got out there and I still had to do what I had to do, whether I got, made fun of or not.
Charlotte, I'm not stupid. You're not going to drop dead because you ate a Snickers bar. Come on.
Look, you don't know about diabetes, obviously, Mr. Green. Thank you, Charlotte,
well,
for your
you
call.
Know what?
I got to run. 1-800-449-8686. Suppose everybody did laugh at you at home plate because the guy's knee hit your wig. You know, is it really wrong for people to laugh?
I don't think it's wrong for people to laugh, but here's this broken-down old diabetic, and I shouldn't call her that.
No, you should not call her that.
Well, Mr. Henry...
You should not call her a broken-down old diabetic. What, are you giving her a mercy job?
There's a lot of people out of work out there, and I took on this diabetic who's taking her breaks all the time to get her insulin. All I'm asking for is one lousy at-bat a week. And instead, she's coaching third, she waves me home, I take a knee to the head, which left me stunned, and when I came to, I'm laying there with no hair. Yes, I know you're laughing. But I can tell you this, sir. I do a lot for my employees.
All right, sir, I didn't mean to upset you. I'm sorry. I'm just... Well, you're telling me you took a knee to the head and you wake up bald.
Sure, yeah. Whatever you say.
1-800-449-8686. We go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you doing
good,
tonight?
Good, man. Good.
Hi, Robert. Robert, you there?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I'm married to a diabetic. My husband is. I've been married 25 years. And I know the military will not accept diabetics.
Look,
that are insulin dependent.
I had to spend $1,500 to re-epoxy my hair weave, and everybody's telling me about their diabetes.
I feel sorry for you. I really do. That
now, if I see that Chinaman waving one more softball pennant above his head because the insulin junkie waved me home, I think I'm going to vomit.
That's embarrassing. I agree. All I'm commenting on is the comparison to the Iraq with the soldier. You'd never find an insulin-dependent soldier.
You guys are missing my
point. No.
I'm saying that if you are not feeling well and the soldier says that you got to go out there and kill the enemy, you're not going to say, I'm going to surrender because I'm insulin-dependent, okay?
All right, look at nobody's listening to anybody here. Everybody's just making their point. But the fact is, Mr. Green, the lady was insulin-dependent, correct, and she didn't feel well. Why make somebody who isn't feeling well...
Look, I said it to that other woman. You don't put your hands up and surrender and say to the enemy, I'm insulin dependent, I can't shoot
back. You would
back.
Never have that situation. That's another
Oh, I see, Nancy. And how do you know?
Because the military will not accept insulin dependent diabetics. My
how
husband
do you know?
Tried.
How do you know?
They won't. You ask them, they'll put you through a health test, they won't accept you.
Who'd you ask?
Her husband's
you go to the
in,
Air Force.
Her
you
husband
go to the
asked.
Army. They will
Where's
not
she getting
you?
Her information?
She's getting... Nancy, tell him. Your husband did what? He enlisted or tried to enlist?
He tried to enlist. He wasn't allowed.
In what service?
Listen.
In what branch of the service?
You
are you making it up?
The one that would have the burden of proof here, not me.
In other words, you're just making this up.
No, it's the
What
truth.
Branch of the service was he enlisting in?
In the Air Force.
Well, I don't believe her. She
well, that's
like
your
a liar.
Problem. It's the truth.
All right, Nancy, thank you for your call. And Robert, good luck with the lawsuit, but I don't see how you're going to win this thing. You can't fire somebody because they won't play on your softball team. And
you know something? I need a female quote on Tuesday night, all right? Now, this woman, Garnett, is not available because they say she's in a coma. And
oh, that's great. Now she's in an insulin coma. She's in a diabetic coma?
Oh, is this my fault?
Yeah, maybe it is.
Well, the point is I need a third baseman, so did you hang up on those two broads?
You mean the two ladies?
Yes, sir. The two damsels?
Yes, they're gone.
Hmm. Can I get my number out?
Go ahead.
All right, if you're interested in, we need a third baseman, we need a female. My number is 213-251-3189. My name is Robert Green. And remember, you know, I could put you to work, but I don't want anybody saying, you know, next week, well, I don't want to play third base anymore. I want to play right field. Because, brother, I swear to God, I'll open up an industrial-sized can of ass kick.
Okay. Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association was on to talk about the Good Neighbor Initiative she and her husband Steve have adopted. She feels that she can really help other women by telling them about her incredibly active sex life with her husband Steve. One woman, though, Susan Cope, didn't agree over drinks, martinis that the girls were having one night at the community center. Bobby was telling Susan about her sex life, and Susan said that's inappropriate. And then Bobby said, well, you really ought to listen to me because I hear you and your husband are on shaky ground. And that's when she got a drink thrown in her face. Bobby and Steve agree that what happened to Bobby with the drink being thrown in her face is not unlike what happened, well, to a certain man 2,000 years ago going up that hill.
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Miss Dooley, whatever your name is, I think you're a sick individual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are.
Well,
I can't imagine you would compare yourself to Jesus Christ. And I think you're the sick one, and I think you're sick by expressing and telling all these people about something that's very private between a man.
Are you jealous?
Not at all, ma'am.
Well,
not at all.
I think you're the sick one. Very jealous.
Oh, no, I think you're sick. And I think that lady
sick?
You're talking about should press charges against you for defamation of character and slander.
Excuse me, I think
you're a bitch.
Excuse me, defecation of character?
Defamation, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
You're talking about someone, you're saying their first and last name on the phone.
You didn't,
I think you are an ugly woman.
You didn't use the word properly, okay?
I don't care. You're an ugly woman.
Marcy,
you're very ugly.
Marcy, you mentioned Jesus Christ. I was hurt just as Jesus had been hurt.
I don't care.
Okay.
You're nothing compared. You should be ashamed to compare yourself to Christ, ma'am.
I'm not comparing myself.
You should be ashamed.
No, I'm not comparing myself to Jesus.
I think you're a sick individual.
Marcy, let's let her respond.
I think she's
I understand that you are very angry.
Well, first of all, Marcy, you know, what I have with Steve is real good. And if you don't have that with your husband, I feel sorry for you.
I don't think that's any of your business.
Well, it's none of my business. You're right, because were I to make it my business, I'd probably find out some very sad things. But what I try to do...
All right, now you don't need to get personal with her.
That's right. She doesn't hurt me.
Well, let me tell you what I try to do. I try to tell women how good I've got it. And this woman stands up and says, that's really personal.
It is personal.
And I looked at her and I said, are you for real?
Ma'am, it is personal. Between a man and a woman, your husband and my husband and I, is private. I don't advertise it, and I don't even think you got it as good as you say if you have to advertise it.
Well,
I think that's sad.
You know something, Marcy? I could turn your marriage around by telling you about one night. Just one
care.
Night.
I don't care about one night.
We made love.
Why don't you make a porno movie?
You know something?
I'm not disgusting like that.
I'm really not disgusting.
You're sad.
Like that.
You're a sad person.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm the president of our homeowners association.
I don't care if you're the president of the United States. You can't have that woman thrown out of her house. Who do you think you are?
She has no right to throw a drink in my face.
Ma'am, if I was standing in front of you, I'd probably slap you for comparing yourself to our Jesus Christ.
Do you think she has the right to beat an elderly couple, run over a cat?
Ma'am, I hope she sues you. How do you know she did that?
That's a good point. How do you know?
I think you're a liar.
How do you know she did that?
There's every indication that a woman who would throw a drink, have the guts to throw a drink in my face, would skin animals.
Oh, and you're so precious, aren't you?
Well, do you realize what she did? Hold on a second. Now, that's a good shot. What she did...
Are you watching a tennis tournament? Why are you talking to us?
No, she doesn't care about her daughter playing tennis. She's more interested in telling the world about her sex, which should be very private.
Marcy, I don't want to tell people about our sex, but
you
I
are.
Do want people to know...
You're telling people on the radio.
Anyone that would have the guts to throw into Bobby Dooley's face a dirty martini... would run a beagle over with a Humvee
at the drop of a hat. I think you're very sick.
Well, you've said that, but you haven't proved anything.
I think you're exaggerating. and I think you got some problems.
Well, you know something? Maybe you're just jealous, and that's okay.
Of you?
Yeah.
I think you're a joke.
Of course of me.
No, I think you're a joke.
How am I a joke?
You're a joke.
I'm a joke because...
You're neurotic, and
I got
a joke.
Because I got it real good, and my daughter's winning in the mixed doubles, too. Are you jealous of that, too?
I don't care. Why aren't you watching?
Okay, here
again?
Are the things that make
you're
me better
joke.
Than you. No, my daughter's a good tennis player. Steve and I have good
but
sex.
But you'd rather talk on the phone about your sex life instead of getting into your daughter's tennis bed.
I'm the Homeowners Association president, and you're jealous of...
I don't care who you are.
And you're jealous of all those things.
I don't care who you are.
Those are all three things that I have that you don't have.
I don't care what you have, honey. I've got a wonderful life.
Okay.
And I don't have to get on the radio or tell all my neighbors about my sex life.
Okay, here's how
you're
I have it better
person.
Than you. Number one, I drive a...
Never mind.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.